Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I happen to be the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to a whole bunch of radio stations out there on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com and their website and their stream. And we also are broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country and around some of the biggest radio markets in the country. We thank them for that. And, of course, you can hear us on many great independent stations out there, too. And we thank those people for carrying us as well. And we have a new affiliate to welcome on board tonight that's starting tonight. And they're in Walla Walla, Washington. We'll tell you all about them in a minute. So hello, Walla Walla, and hello, Pendleton, Oregon. Now, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as our internet audience listening to us around the world, that's the streams off the radio stations and GCN Live, and my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there. If you can't hear the show anywhere else, you can hear it right there on the website. For anywhere you want to be, including on your cell phone, by the way, there's a way to do that, no problem. And a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters. Very special day coming up September 11th on Monday. Our police, our hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, thank you so very much for being there and doing what you do. The FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers delivering the mail. Yep, got to have the mail. Checks in the mail. Yep, mine are too. And I have to wait on the mail people to get them from point A to point B because some of the people I do business with still don't know about direct deposits, so it is what it is. But anyway, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and petroleum products so we can get on down the highway, too. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and of course our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where he might be frying eggs on the sidewalk later today, don't know yet, we'll ask him in a minute, it's none other than the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yabba dabba doo. All right. It's a little cooler tonight, not by much. It's 77 degrees outside right now. You haven't heard me mention that in a while.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, so I'll take it. I'll take it. I might have to dig my coat out. All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got some breaking news out there. Just before we came on the air, there was a powerful earthquake that struck Morocco, in particular in Marrakesh, which is a very historic part of Morocco and the Middle East. A lot of history there. A rare and powerful earthquake struck Morocco late Friday night, early Saturday morning, killing hundreds of people, damaging buildings from the historic city of Marrakesh to the villages in the Atlas Mountains. And the death toll is going to go much higher, I might add.
Yes, what a very, very terrible story coming out of Morocco this morning. And, of course, I think you're right, unfortunately. We may see more death toll, but, of course, they'll get in with the search and rescue as best they can.
Yeah, and help is on the way. And I believe the United States is sending some people right away, too. We have some military people in the area, and I think that they're also responding to this. Now, wouldn't you know, the old bat in the window decided that she's going to run for Congress again, and by that I mean your neighbor and pal, Nancy Pelosi. She's going to run for re-election for her U.S. House seat in 2024. She's been in the House for 36 years.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is kind of interesting. I expect that they don't feel like they have somebody else that they can promote in order to go get that seat, or somebody that they would want to see in that seat. But at the same time, though, Captain, Nancy Pelosi's kind of become a little bit more irrelevant these days.
83 years old.
Well, it's not just so much her age, but it's, you know, she stepped down from the speakership. You know, she, you hear about her in the news from time to time. But at the same time, maybe she might want to consider trying to go out at the top of the game rather than hanging around, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I would have thought that this would have been it, but then again, what do I know? Now, the New York City teachers that refused to get the COVID-19 vaccines and were consequently fired have been reinstated. A New York judge ruled that the teachers were fired for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine and that they must be reinstated with full back pay immediately.
Very interesting indeed. It takes some time, but sometimes you get a vindication like that.
Well, yeah, very much so. And before we go to break, Governor Kristi Noem has endorsed Donald J. Trump, sparking the rumors that she has got the lead track to be the Republican vice presidential nominee. We'll know soon enough. She's going to do an event with Donald Trump. Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this 3-minute break.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we'll be right back with him in just a moment after I tell you that this segment is being brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Of course, that's Mike Lindell, one of the most patriotic Americans you would ever, ever, ever want to meet. And he's just as honest as the day is long. And, of course, they've been trying for some time to put him out of business, the Democrats, the hardcore progressive socialists, because they don't like the message he delivers, especially the one about God. But as we told you, one of the reasons we emphasize the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance is because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com has built up quite a business, and he's now celebrating 20 years. This is his 20-year anniversary, and he's got everything that he has to offer for sale on special sale prices. Right now, you can save up to 80% on selected items. For example, the My Slippers, your choice, retail up to $129, depending on how fancy you want to go. $29.95 on a pair of My Slippers. That's it. $29.95. Any type, size that you want. The sandals are $19.95. Now, also, My Pillow. You know he's got pillows. $19.95 on the pillows. The queen-size pillows are that same price, marked down $50. And everything else is marked down considerably. Whatever it is you want to get, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN on your promo code. It'll get you the prices that are there. And if you want to call them up and talk to them on the phone, they have a 24/7 number. You can reach someone right now at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time in the number, 800-641-5459. Promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello.
Now, we've got some more one-line headlines that popped out here towards the end of the day yesterday, and this always happens on a Friday. But Congressman Jim Jordan has announced that he will be launching an investigation into the special counsel Jack Smith's office over abusive tactics that have been reported widely by many people that have come across, crossed paths with Mr. Smith.
Very interesting. Well, again, you know, this oversight and digging into what's really going on is going to be pretty illuminating, I think.
Right. And I want to talk about something here, too, because, again, as long as we talked about under God, and I mentioned it a couple times, for the first time in Gallup polling, only a minority of adults in the United States belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque. Now, that's a quote from Nicholas Kristof, a man on the left, who wrote recently in the New York Times, interacting in his column with a new book entitled The Great De-Churching. Now, the authors argue, and I quote, "We are currently experiencing the largest and fastest religious shift in the history of our country." Now, that's quite a claim to make, isn't it, Kyle?
Certainly.
But this book emphasizes the sociological aspects of the decline in church attendance and church membership. And another writer speaks of belonging but not believing. That is, belonging to a church but not believing what the church is teaching. Now, what we're seeing now is those who don't really believe are no longer belonging. They're pulling away. And the point is just this, folks. The tighter the secular pressure comes, the more we're going to find out who was just belonging but not believing. Once theological beliefs become sufficiently scandalous, well, the belonging becomes quite untenable if you don't believe. We ought not to be surprised. Are you surprised, Kyle?
No, not necessarily. I think that there's been such a secularization of the society, and the church has kind of seemed to be, literally, it's kind of what they call reservation mentality. The idea that, well, you know, you can be a church, stay on your reservation, stay on your church grounds, but don't come out into the world. But this is what the gospel has always been about. And if you go back 2,000 years, you see exactly how it started. The world wasn't clamoring for the gospel. In fact, it was going against it, and they had to take the gospel, the light, to the world. And I think that you're going to find in these days the remnants of the church are going to do exactly the same thing. That's the mission of the church.
Now, when you went to school, did you have a day where you went to religious training? Your classes marched out and went to the local churches closest to the school. Did you do that?
Not in public school, but I did attend a Lutheran school up until eighth grade. And then you would have had obvious religious instruction and catechism and chapel and things like that, absolutely.
Well,
but not in public school.
In my school, which was a public school in my small community in upstate New York, where I went to school, elementary and high school, and graduated from the same school, we, on Thursdays, that was the day we had religious training. And it was for an hour, and we would leave, and it was about a 5 or 10 minute walk to the church. We had a Presbyterian church, a Methodist church, and a Catholic church. Those were our three choices that we went to for our religious training. And we went, and I mean, nobody sat in the classroom. Nobody was exempt. We went. And sometimes the parents would go with the kids because they'd walk along the street as like monitors.
Interesting, yes.
Yeah, and nobody complained,
yeah.
Nobody bitched, nobody griped, and we all got along.
Well, sure, and of course what we've seen over the last, let's just say, 50 years, it's more than that, but 50 years, let's just say, you've had a demonization of the church. You tried to, people have tried to demonize the teachings of the church, that it's somehow, only because they don't want to realize maybe God's trying to keep you from some pretty bad stuff.
The great saintly Catholic sister Nancy Pelosi has called us all radicals and all the different kinds of weird names when she's the one out there believing in abortion right up till the baby is born.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Captain, because this is something I was thinking about earlier today, thinking about the Nancy Pelosi announcement. And, you know, I really, sometimes it really shocks me. I'm wondering, do people like Nancy Pelosi really believe this stuff? Or are they, because it goes so contrary to common sense in so many ways, or are they simply trying to continue to get votes, stay in power, and they're willing to literally just say anything as long as it kind of keeps them in their own, you know, keeps them in their position?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to that, but I don't. But I think she believes what she's saying or she wouldn't be saying it. That's just my thought.
And people, you know, I've encountered this before as well. People have an ability sometimes to compartmentalize. Well, you know, Sunday morning I'm going to, you know, think about the things of the Lord and these kinds of things. But there's this other thing. Remember, it's the separation of church and state. Nobody's talking about having a state religion or imposing a state religion, but you can't divorce people from their seriously held religious beliefs or the effect of faith that would have on them. So otherwise you can't simply say, well, you know, Monday through Saturday I'm going to simply say none of this stuff ever matters, but Sunday is a different day, and that's not the way that the church is supposed to be, or the members of the church.
Well, how about the federal court yesterday that ruled that the Biden White House likely violated the First Amendment when it came to the COVID news and announcements, with anybody who had an opinion different than the government stated position was shut down by social media, shut down by the White House, and not allowed to speak. And that wound up becoming a lawsuit, and that wound up being handed right back to the Biden administration and said, you can't do this. It's a violation of people's First Amendment.
And they knew that, Captain. They knew that out the gate. But they also know that it takes a little bit of time for this kind of stuff to work its way through. So it's kind of like, I'm going to cancel all the student loans. Don't worry about this. I'm going to cancel all the student loans. They know they can't do that, but they try to get votes and they try to get support. They know eventually it'll be found out, but not today.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, Maui is beckoning, begging even tourists to come back. They've got movie stars. They've got local celebrities in Hawaii. They've got the ads are out there saying, we're back. We're in business. We're cleaning up the debris. And the wildfires are done. And come see us. And this, that, and the other. They're losing millions and millions and millions of dollars. 8,000 people have already filed for unemployment during the last 3 weeks of August, compared with 295 for the same time a year ago. That's really something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's going to take time. It's going to take time, yeah.
Speaking of time, we got to take a break. That's the time we got to do right now, and we'll be right back after that break, bottom of the hour. Your station's get a chance to give you a little bit of news, a little bit of weather, and a couple of ads or two, and we'll be right back after that. So don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato, brother of the badge and fellow smoke eater. By the way, folks, on Monday, Patriot Day, otherwise known as September 11th, the day that 343 Fire Department of New York firefighters perished, along with members of EMS and the NYPD and numerous civilians at the World Trade Center, not to forget about the Pentagon, and not to forget about the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But that is a day that I will be speaking in the morning, the featured speaker for the ceremonies, the memorial ceremony at the Sarasota National Cemetery, which is about 2 or 3 miles east of Sarasota on State Route 72. Go east out, and it'll be on the right-hand side. You'll see the cemetery, the American flags and all that. And at 8:30 in the morning is when it's going to start. We're going to be in that amphitheater that they have there that's sheltered. It's open air, but they have a big roof up over the top of it. And I'm going to be up on the platform, and I'll be the featured speaker there. I will be dressed in my uniform, my fire department uniform. I'll be easy to spot, and it's a very reverent ceremony, and we're going to honor some people that survived that day that are going to be in the audience, besides the military people that gave their lives and joined the military because of what happened September 11th that are buried there. So there's going to be a lot of special remembrances going on and a lot of special dignitaries and whatnot. And I'm honored to have about 10 minutes or so to speak to the audience about my reflections of the day and honor some of those people that I lost to at the World Trade Center. It's going to be a very moving and a very touching ceremony, and all patriots are invited to attend the Sarasota National Cemetery on Monday, starting at 8:30. It'll last about an hour, maybe an hour and a half tops. So there you go. All right, and by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the 1995 3-week quick start, and also take a look at the vitamins they have there, too. I take the B12, I take the vitamin C, I take the D3 over there, besides the Relief Factor, and it works for me. They've also got a sleep aid over there that'll help you get a little rest. It's called Calm. You can ask Jeff in Sarasota about that. He's taken that before. And, of course, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it's something that tens of thousands of people have taken and have tried and are still using it. And I use it for two reasons. It works. That's it. It works. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 and a 3-week quick start. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 and a 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Mr. Kyle, back at the ranch, we have the some of the Democrats and the progressives and the communists and whatever else you want to call them, are working very hard to try to erase Donald Trump from the ballots. It's a tactic that they're using the 14th Amendment on, and it's probably going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court eventually, don't you think?
Yeah, I think eventually if there's a suit that goes through, there was one that was dismissed the other day from a lower court because they didn't have standing, but eventually it may get to the Supreme Court. There's another one in the works right now, but we'll see if the court even hears it or considers the issue.
Now, I heard this, and I didn't believe it, so I went and did some research on it, but the Republicans are bringing back some of the moves that they made when Richard Nixon ran for president and won. And as far as what's going on, is conservatives right now are increasingly referencing former President Richard Nixon and his policies as a model for the next Republican presidency. Do you remember what he did that turned the economy around?
What was that?
Froze everything. Remember when he did
price
that?
Freezing.
He
yeah,
froze
price
everything. So prices didn't go up. Prices didn't go down. They were frozen where they were at. Oil was where it was at. Stayed there for several months until things settled down. And then away they went. And that at the time, that solved the problem. That's number one. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I'm saying that that's been brought up again.
Right. Refresh my memory, was that done by a presidential executive order, or was that part of what the Congress did?
It was done by a presidential executive order, and the Congress agreed to go along with it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And at that time, it was Democrat and Republican together. And this is what they did to bring inflation under control because things had just gone out of sight. Now, also influential activist Christopher Rufo has pointed to Nixon's tenure as a blueprint for a modern conservative counter-revolution. Nixon took, of course, aggressive stances to establish law and order, notably disarming left-wing groups involved in mob violence and revolutionary activities. He went after the Patty Hearst bunch. I forget exactly what their name was. What was it called? Students for a Democratic Society?
What was the Symbionese Liberation
Army? There you go. Yeah, that was it. Okay. And some other different radical groups, too. They got tough. They got tough with them, and there was none of this pussyfooting around where it was, we can't do that because we might insult them by calling them a name, and then they'd sue us. Well, screw that. But anyway, Nixon, foreshadowing the modern concerns, identified government bureaucracy as a left-leaning entity in need of reform. So reform he did. and he wanted these agencies under tighter presidential control and more responsible to the elected leadership, a.k.a. the Congress. And, yes, that happened, too.
Well, you know, certainly, you know, the Nixon years, you know, could be looked at pretty favorably. But the problem with Nixon, of course, is it's always connotative of Watergate and resignation and this kind of thing. Although Nixon was a consummate statesman, he opened up China. Yep. This was, you know, a major factor, obviously, in moving forward in the latter half of the 20th century. Yep. And so forth. But, yeah. And by the way, Symbionese Liberation Army, that sounds like a great Jeopardy answer, doesn't it?
Yeah, and he did some good things. He did some good things along the way, because now if you take a look at the GOP's 2024 frontrunners, namely Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, both want to rein in the administrative state, which is what Nixon wanted to do and did. They each have detailed plans how to do so, consisting of the firing of bureaucrats and purging agencies such as the FBI. Now, Trump notably had the FBI and other institutions working against him, just like Nixon did.
Well, that's right. There was a movie made many years ago, right, by Oliver Stone, right, but it was called Nixon. There's a great line in that movie where Nixon is talking to some young people, I think on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial or some place there in the Washington Mall, they talk to him about this big beast, the federal government's this big beast.
Right.
And, and the idea that you can't control it, but he says, well, maybe I can tame it a little, you know, and there's this great moment, the idea that, yes, there's this huge state that exists, and you know, how do you really go about making it work for the people? That's a great question.
Well, I've been very curious and been watching very carefully Vivek Ramaswamy, who I don't think is going to make it as a president or candidate, but I think he certainly is a good choice for some sort of cabinet officer, but he's explicitly drawing from the Nixon era on geopolitics. He wants a minimal global footprint for the U.S. and an end to the Ukraine conflict, similar to Nixon's Vietnam strategy. He also wants to bring Washington closer to Moscow to corner China, echoing Nixon's own geopolitical chess moves when he isolated the Soviets by allying with China.
Well, right, yeah, and we're talking in the early 1970s now. So
yeah, we're going back 50 years.
Almost 50 years, exactly. So you're looking at, you know, the way the world was then, and arguably some important things have changed, but nevertheless, engagement and looking at these geopolitical moves is, you know, probably something we haven't really been talking about as a nation for quite some time.
Right, and folks, we're getting ready to take a break and do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But when we come back next hour, we're going to tell you about the Georgia special grand jury that recommended charges against 39 people, including 3 Republican U.S. senators. Two of them are former senators, and the other one is a current senator. We're going to tell you that after the top of the hour. But in the meantime, we got to take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back right after that with the Truckers Highway and Bible
this
Report.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
1, 2, 3, 4! Well, she was just 17. Did you know what I mean? And the way she looked was way beyond the man. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her standing there.
teens, and I mean millions of teenagers all around the world, danced to that song and danced and danced and danced till they couldn't dance anymore. Kyle, I don't know if you were one of them along the line, but I remember going to watch the Beatles in New York City when they had that concert in Yankee Stadium, and they had that place packed. Packed.
Amazing. Yeah, well, absolutely. Just an absolute classic from the Beatles. That's a Paul song, of course, and a quick little historical note. John Lennon appeared on stage with Elton John in 1974, Thanksgiving, and they both sang I Saw Her Standing There. And, of course, it was never a John Lennon song. It was a Paul McCartney song. They thought it would be funny if the John sang it. Turned out to be his last public performance, Captain, before he was killed in 1980.
Yeah, and that was such a tragedy. He was just a gift, just an absolute gift to the rock and world, rock and roll world, and the things that he came up with, the songs that he wrote, and the talent, the natural talent that was there was just unbelievable. And even though at the end the Beatles weren't necessarily 100% together as a group, they will always be remembered for what they did when they were a group, because it was just fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you could go on and on about the contributions and the musical diversity that they really had.
All right, now let me go over here because we've got some excessive heat. Yep, again, Kyle out there is going to be trying to tippy-toe around in the sand in the desert out there with all the heat that's going to be around him. And let's not forget that in the interim, with everything that's going on, we have got... also, some severe thunderstorms that worked their way up the East Coast yesterday, and we've got more in the offing. And, oh, by the way, we'll tell you a little bit about Hurricane Lee, which has changed its course, but it still looks like it's going to sideswipe the East Coast somewhere. I don't know where the somewhere is. It's anywhere from the Carolinas north. Not a direct hit, but a sideswipe. And if anything, it could be going up into the Canadian Maritimes to where it's going to decide to make landfall. But, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there by you.
Well, we really are looking at the excessive heat warnings that are remaining in effect basically until about 8 p.m. on Sunday as we make our way through the weekend. This is going to be down in the Tucson, Arizona area, Phoenix, Arizona. Right now it's 93 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. This excessive heat warning is going to go on over into the parts of Southern California. Once again, I-10 if you're going through Indio, certainly if you're coming across the border into Blythe, Palm Springs, Banning, also down more south of there, down to Brawley and the border with Mexico. And that heat warning, of course, again, in effect until about 8 p.m. on Sunday. Taking a look at our precipitation, just a little bit to tell you about. This is going to be up in northern Montana near Sydney. This is going to be north of Glendive, so it's not going to be impacting the interstate there. But down in Brotus, you've definitely got a lot of rain, and that's coming across U.S. Highway 212 right now. So be careful out there.
Well, we got some heat, some high heat to report. It's going to be in Texas again. Yep, just a little bit south of Dallas-Fort Worth, down through the central part of Texas to include San Antonio and Austin. And then it's going to take it a little bit of an angle over towards Laredo, if you will. There'll be some warm temperatures along the Gulf down there, Houston over towards Beaumont and into Louisiana. That could spread during the course of the day. Rain, as I told you, yep, there's going to be some rain showers. Because now, in the north, we have some cooler temperatures starting to make their way further down into the Midwest, cooling things off a little bit. And we could see some thunderstorms as a result of that. And yesterday we saw quite a few of them working their way up the East Coast, if you will, up into Maine, all the way from down around the Chesapeake Bay. And taking a look at the big nemesis that's headed in the general direction of the East Coast is, of course, Hurricane Lee. Now, Hurricane Lee, right now, as of late last night, 11 o'clock, which is when they had the last message for folks. There's an update, but I'll get to that in a minute. But at 11 o'clock, Lee's core was expected to move well north of the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico this weekend and early next week. In other words, it's missing that. Now, it's going to make a right turn. The question is, where's the right turn going to be? And the storm is so big that dangerous surf and life-threatening rip currents are going to affect portions of the northern Leeward Islands and the east coast of the United States. Now, these conditions are going to spread westward and northward, affecting Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, the Turks, the Caicos, the Bahamas, and Bermuda through the weekend. And then next week, along towards Monday, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday, the east coast of the United States, the Atlantic Canadian portion, the Bermuda also are going to see some of this, because the hurricane is going to slow down considerably over the southwestern Atlantic. And any steam that it's lost is going to build it back up again, regardless of the dangerous surf and rip currents that are expected along most of the U.S. East Coast beginning Sunday and Monday. And they'll go for several different days up the East Coast. And everybody on the East Coast of the United States should be monitoring Lee's forecast during the next several days. The storm is so big, Kyle, that it's going to push the water from as far away as it's going to be out to sea to the coastline of America.
Yeah, it's really just a monster storm, and you're right. We have to keep monitoring it, and it's literally day by day here, and sometimes, you know, hour by hour.
Well, yeah, we've been that route before, haven't we?
Yes, unfortunately.
All right, and I'm trying to get this real quick here before I have to turn out. Let's see here. Okay, winds. Maximum sustained winds are down now to 115 miles an hour, and it's slowed down a little bit. It's now moving at 13 miles per hour, but it's forecast to slow down even more and build itself back up again.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Again, very strong.
Yep. And they're talking it's going to be a Category 5 again by Tuesday or so of next week, so we'll see what happens. Now, also, folks, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle, tell us about them.
All right, folks, during the month of September, that's Driver Appreciation Month, and they want to say thank you to pro drivers through the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com, to download the app so you can start enjoying your three free drinks from your favorite brands and find new exclusive deals and to celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road. And we salute you and celebrate you, too. Pilotflyingj.com is the website.
Right, and don't forget that when you join that club, you're going to get a big surprise, because I got a big surprise. I didn't use it for a while, and I went to buy some fuel, and I said, well, I'm going to see if this thing works. Not only did it work, I got a 10-cent-a-gallon discount because of the points
Amazing.
I had built up.
That's great.
Yeah, because of the
Amazing.
Points I'd build up. Yep. All right, I hear the music. That means we're going to take a little break here. That means we're going to come back after the break. Top of the hour is upon us, and hour number two coming right back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle and myself here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.